Bill Henry.
And Harvey, you there?
Yeah, right here.
And so you heard the whole conversation leading up to me talking with you about General Petraeus and the you know, just what has been happening in Washington and elsewhere.
I listened to some of the statements that have been made by the what is that I heard, Mark? I don't know what I heard.
Margaret Gray?
Yeah, I'm here, Harvey. Did you hear me?
It was a series of statements that were being made by individuals, and I don't know if they were people on television or radio, or if they, to be honest with you, I was just remembering conversations I'd had about other things.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? It means I heard a series of statements. I'll go through the whole thing again if you want me to.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Did you hear about General Petraeus?
Yes, I heard about the guy with this broad. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't say broad.
Whoa, hold there, sunshine. I just heard you talking about how she's nothing more than a thing, a skank.
Before I heard about Holly Petraeus, and now I've got my view has softened.
Your view has softened because Holly Petraeus, in your mind, is not an attractive woman, and so General Petraeus had every right to have sex with another woman.
Phil, you have a way of making life ugly. Did you know that?
Oh, hold on. Can I just jump in here? Can I jump in?
Go ahead.
Well, we're waiting for you to jump in, but when we first talked to you, it was, oh, well, I don't know about...
Margaret, you know, I'm very familiar with how you do what you do. And the way you do, you know, the way you hear her do it.
The way I do it.
Hold on. Now, listen, you called that woman a thing until you saw the clock-stopping looks on Petraeus' wife.
Can we have a little more respect than that?
Oh, come on, Phil. Quit being a goody-two-shoes. What are we talking about here?
I agree with that, Phil. You're coming off. You're trying to... Pandering to the audience, and it's not attractive.
Yeah, you're patting the audience, and not attractive.
Is that what I'm doing, patting the audience?
I think when you're pandering and you're trying to make the audience think you're something you're not. Okay, so quit with the whole, oh, I don't want to, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Harvey. You know, all I wanted was to talk with a little bit of respect.
I'm talking with respect, but we're talking about two public servants. This broad, yes, I called her a broad, was in the United States military, the U.S., a military academy at West Point. She's served in various government positions. You got another guy, this clown, Petraeus, a United States Army general. He's retired from the U.S. Army. He's now a civilian. He gets hired to be the director of the CIA, and the first thing he does is he decides, well, I'm the CIA director. Why don't I go out and engage in a nice, big, fat, suspicious extramarital affair with this broad that's got a pair on her that...
Okay, all right. Yeah, you know, maybe I'm being a goody-two-shoes. Do you got to go into the details?
All right, but you know what I'm saying. Look at it. What do you talk about? There's a picture on TV, you know, of her walking along in a tight satin dress, and I'm telling you, the whole first act, my friend, right there, front row seats. You don't even have to get up from your seat to get the popcorn because she brings the show to you. Now...
This is starting to offend me now.
Oh, sure, it's starting to offend you now. Now that I start talking like the man that I am, or the man that I once was, or the... Yeah, yeah, or the man that I...
All right, are you done clearing your throat? Because I don't want to talk to him anymore. He's grossing me out.
Well, let it gross you out a little more, lady, because... This woman that you said was first a thing, a slut, and a skank, now she's a lady. I'm telling you right now, she is what's wrong with America. A woman with large breasts and no ethics.
Did he hang up?
Yeah.
La 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 la.
No, he didn't, because I can hear him.
Mr. Wireman?
La la la.
He's not hung up, bud.
Harvey, are you there?
Eddie, where's the suit?
Harvey!
Yeah! Ha ha! I'm going to make some of that Lipton soup that they've got up there.
I'm in there, too.
All right, honey, you can help Grandpa.
Well, I don't want to eavesdrop on him, Bud. Would you just kill the line?
I'm trying, but it don't go dead.
Go try to maybe get an engineer.
Well, this is not right. Hold on. Harvey, this is Margaret. Are you there?
And maybe what we'll do is watch some TV, too, huh?
Mommy says that's on your side.
Oh, your mother is always a pain in the...
Hey, you're supposed to do
that. Yes, I am supposed to do it. I'm a granddad, and you're a little girl.
Okay, I don't want to eavesdrop on Harvey. He's talking to his granddaughter. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that, but I damn thing trying to get it.
Bud, hang up on him.
All right.
You're not supposed to do that.
Would you quit telling me how to do it? Where's your mother, Annie? Where's your mother? Where's my daughter, your mother?
Mommy. Where's my mother?
Hey, would you get your daughter and get the kid out of here? Get it out of here. Get off Grandpa's leg. Get off Grandpa's leg.
All right, we're going to take a break then. I think we have to do that, okay?
Harvey, this is Margaret. Can you hear us?
Harvey! Harvey!
Get the kid off my leg. Get it off.
I don't want to go back.
Get it off of me! Yeah! Oh, wait, I didn't hang the phone up. GD it.
What happened there?
Sounded to me like maybe it was a blob. Remember the movie we seen?
Yeah, you remember that Mr. Hamlin on the blob?
What do you mean, the blob?
He had something on him.
It was his granddaughter.
But what do you mean, the granddaughter of the blob?
No, his granddaughter wouldn't let go of him. She had to go to bed.
That's what I heard. She had to go to bed, and she's crying, and she wouldn't let...
Sounded to me like that when the man had a blob on him, he screamed.
Oh, and a guy had the blob on him, he screamed. Well, you know what, Bud? That wasn't the blob. That was a 3-year-old granddaughter. When the guy had the blob on him. All right, life in prison doesn't suit a mass killer. Now, that's tough to hear. Mr. Brivik, the Norwegian extremist convicted of the coldly premeditated murder of 77 people in 2011, is serving a 21-year sentence in a maximum security prison outside Oslo. He's not satisfied with the accommodations, though. His 3-cell suite with a television and exercise equipment, lodgings commensurate with Norway's typically humane treatment of its convicts. Are you ready for that? He butchered 77 people. He's got a 3-cell suite with a television and exercise equipment. I mean, I'm not in favor of torture. I know a lot of people that are opposed to the death penalty are in favor of torture. Did you know that? Do you know the people that are in favor of keeping a guy in prison for the rest of his life because it's worse than giving him the death penalty? Those people are in favor of torture.
That is very unfair, Phil.
No, it's not unfair, Margaret. We've had this discussion before. There's all kinds of people that oppose the death penalty, but nobody can get together really on how to get rid of it because they all disagree on why they think it's bad. Some people are opposed to the death penalty because they may put an innocent man to death. Well, then I asked them the following question. If it puts an innocent man to death, are you in favor of giving death to a guilty man? Like, for instance, Oba Chandler, the man that drowned the mother and 2 daughters while they were alive, chained together, throw them off a boat after he'd raped all 3. Do you think that a guy like that deserves the death penalty?
I don't think that's a fair question.
Okay, on to the next case. So there are people that don't believe we should give people the death penalty because they may be innocent. There are people that don't think we should give them the death penalty because life in prison is worse. Aha, so they want a worse punishment. That means that they are verging on a kind of torture scenario there. Why, I know things that are even worse than life in prison. Life in prison while you're being slowly gnawed at by rats. How about that?
That is barbaric.
Oh, okay. And then there's people that are opposed to the death penalty on, what is it, moral grounds, that it's just wrong to take a human life. Now, those people I at least can respect because that's an entirely consistent point of view. There isn't a scenario that I can put in front of them that is going to make that view a waver. They're against it on moral grounds. However, those idiots, and I say idiot because those idiots don't ever bring that to the fore. It's kind of a fallback. They join up with either group A, the ones that don't want to put an innocent man to death because he may be guilty, but the problem with that is they may even think a guilty man is innocent because they're morally opposed to the death penalty. So they further confuse the issue. Do you think he's guilty or do you think he's innocent? I think he's innocent. You think he's innocent. So you're opposed to his death on the grounds that he's an innocent man. No, I'm opposed to his death on the grounds that he is a human being and we shouldn't kill him. Then why even bring up his innocence or his guilt? You're just opposed to his death on moral grounds. Because I want to further confuse you with my attitude, because I'm not really sure how to defend my whole moral grounds thing. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Now let's move on to the next person.
Well, it's real easy for you, Phil Henry, to just boil everything down and make everyone look like a blithering idiot. But it's just not that way.
Why are you opposed to the death penalty?
Phil, I'm not going to be interrogated.
So, see what I'm saying?
No, I will answer your question, but not as you're coming up against a break.
All right, will you answer my question on the other side of the break?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You've got to answer the question.
I don't have to do anything but be white and die. I don't have to do anything but bleed once a month and die, all right?
That was really nice. Actually, you'll stop bleeding once a month after...
No, not necessarily. Not if you live with my husband, you don't.
Okay, I don't want to know the rest of that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Wow.
Truth is our bitch.
No, not wow.
The Phil Henry Show.
Of what you're saying, Margaret, and welcome back. A lot of what you're saying, Margaret, is the result of you having been, let's be honest, Margaret, you being the other woman.
You know, I don't think that's any of your business.
It is my business because you've brought it up on this show.
Yeah, you have been great. You said about it everything.
I told you how Frank and I met, yes. And he was married, yes. But it was because of the fact that he was married to a woman. My husband had a very difficult life at that time. He was one of the top producers of television shows in Hollywood. He was an attorney, a very respected entertainment attorney. He had some of the top stars in Hollywood as clients. And yes, he went home every night to a woman whose face would break clocks up and down.
How about if we just call up Frank?
Don't you dare. Are you going to bring... You can't bring Peggy into this.
Is that who the ex-wife is?
No, it's his daughter. Yes, it's his ex-wife. No, it's the dachshund. What a jackball.
Yeah, sure, Mr. Henry. Yeah. Yeah, Peggy's the dachshund.
Would you... Don't do that, bud. Don't do it, bud.
Ow!
What did she tell you, man?
Yeah, right straight in the balls.
Just take it easy. So Frank Gray, huh? Frank Gray was fooling around on his wife. Very interesting. Frank, no, Harvey is still there. No, Harvey's hung up. Get Harvey's line. If he hung up, then his line, why is his line still open?
I think he called back.
You think he called back? In any event, we're going to get Frank Gray on the line here to discuss a little bit of this, because I think, perfectly honest with you guys, it is something that needs to be talked about. It is something that they have, both Frank and Margaret have some, I guess you could say, they have some knowledge of. And so it is, it's a topic that I would like to discuss here when we can get, is Frank not there?
Yeah, I'm just trying right now. I'm going to try it right now.
Are you calling the house?
Yeah.
Well, he's asleep now.
Well, then how the hell are we going to get him on the show?
I didn't know you meant tonight. I thought you meant on Monday night. My husband's asleep, Phil. He's an elderly man. A very elderly man. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You belch!
So, it's totally normal.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, life in prison doesn't suit... I want to get back to this mass murderer story, if you don't mind, because it's far more interesting to me. And you and I were talking about the death penalty anyway, weren't we?
Yes, but you went on this whole tirade about it.
I'm just talking about the death penalty, you know? I mean, people don't like arguing the death penalty. I love arguing the death penalty. People think it's a real boring topic. Not for me, it ain't a boring topic. For me, it's a very vital topic. It's a fantastic topic. And when you come up against some of these psychopaths, like the guy I was talking about, like any number of guys I could talk about, my God, killing them and killing them fast is one of the great, great services that we can do for our society. You guys that are opposed to it, now, Margaret, you were going to promise me a reason why you're opposed to the death penalty. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, go ahead. You may give it.
I'm opposed to the death penalty, Phil, because, and there are a number of reasons why. Number one, yes, he may be an innocent man. Number two, why kill someone for whom life in prison, and hold on before you comment, why kill someone for whom life in prison would be torturous? And the final one, Phil, is very easily, we're better than that. Let's not lower ourselves to the level of the killer.
Okay, you just did what every death penalty person, who's every opponent, does. You gave all three reasons. You don't want to stick with one.
All three reasons are very valid.
All three reasons are valid, but you cannot hold all three reasons in concert, because if you're opposed to the death penalty on moral grounds, it doesn't matter whether the guy's innocent or guilty.
Say that again.
If you're opposed to death penalty, then it don't matter if you're opposed to it, right?
Hey, bud, are you being dumb because it's just a nice day to be dumb? I said...
No, wait, I got... He said, if you're opposed to the death penalty on moral grounds, what difference does it make whether he's innocent or whether he's guilty?
It makes a big... Do you want to put an innocent man to death? Let the record show that was you, not me.
I'm saying, Margaret, if the guy is going to his death, and that going to his death is an immoral act, it is something that the United States government should not engage in, then why not? Why argue? Why is the Trojan Twister on the TV screen?
It's just not as fun to look at.
Get it out of there, will you, and put it back on some thank you.
But we just look at Trojan Twister.
Well, they wanted to look at Trojan Twister. She's not nude. She's just holding the bag like a slut. You know what bothers me, Phil?
No. We're not going to get sidetracked, no.
I don't like these sluts.
You don't like the sluts except for the one that slept with General Petraeus. Okay?
Phil, it is not very pleasant to look at you becoming emotional, your mouth filling with that sort of sudsy-looking saliva. Oh, God, that foamy saliva.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at you and you're going, no. And it looks like you've got rabies, and I just...
Yeah, Mr. Lennon, it does look almost like it.
You look like you're a rabid dog.
Well, I'll be a rabid dog if I don't get a straight answer here. Now, I'm asking you again. You oppose to the death penalty, fine. But what is the reason? And don't give me all three. Don't give me the big three. The big three are a big, fat obfuscation by death penalty opponents. Oh, well, he might be innocent. Great. If he's guilty, then you're in favor of killing him. Well, no, I'm not, because then torture is much better. Life and why are you opposed?
I already told you.
No. Give me one reason.
Then it would have to be on the grounds that morally, all right. And don't hurry me, Phil. I'm giving you. I want to be as clear as I can. It would have to be on the grounds that Marilli, okay?
Marilli.
Who's that?
Who's that? I just said M-O-R-A-L-L-Y.
Morally.
I'm pronouncing...
She's using the French, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's the French way.
Oh, it's the French way. Well, forgive me.
And your sarcasm is not very attractive.
I'm very sorry that I'm not attractive tonight. So, Marilli...
And what did you mean about who's that?
Sounded like maybe he's part of the Marilli gang.
It was a... Will you just tell us why?
I'm opposed to it, Marilli, on the grounds that murdering another human being is so bad and wrong, and that I don't want to do it. You know, I don't know.
And is that based on your Judeo-Christian upbringing?
No, as you know, I'm an atheist.
Oh, you're an atheist. Interesting. So, why are you against the death penalty again?
Are you saying I can't be an atheist and be morally opposed?
I'm just asking you, what is the moral code upon which you base your beliefs?
What code? I'm talking about atheism. We believe as atheists that there's no God.
Right.
That there is only the morally... I don't...
Yeah, you know what, Margaret? You're full of crap. You know that?
Don't say that again with a smile on your face.
You're full of crap. You're full of crap. C-R-A-P, crap. Just like all of those cats that are opposed to the death penalty, crap. I don't want to argue it, but it's crap.
Yeah, are you opposed to it?
No, I'm not. I thought I made that very clear.
You know what I'm not opposed to?
What?
The Trojan Twister. And,
yeah, man.
Get out of here. We'll be right back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What a jackball.
You're a jackball.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I am. Why?
On account of you don't prejudice against a twister.
I understand. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray with a song for this evening. I don't know if this is going to be a regular feature or not, you know.
Well, I want to first of all say to all of my fans on the Facebook pages and also on... I apologize, I haven't been on Twitter as much as I'd like to.
Now, what is your Twitter account, Margaret?
Yes, my account is, Margaret Gray. That's...
Yeah, but it's twitter.com/...
You do it. I don't know how to do that.
All right. Twitter.com/ Margaret Gray. M-A-R-A-G... Margaret, right?
Yeah. Margaret. M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Gray. G-R-E-Y. At Margaret Gray. That's how you spell it. And anyway, a lot of people have said, oh, Margaret, would you sing this? Margaret, would you sing that? There's so many requests. I'm bowled over. I'm blown away.
Yeah, you're just all blown... away.
There's still time in the night, you know.
Don't do it, okay?
I'm just saying, there's still time, bud.
Time for what?
Do you want me to...
All right, easy, easy, come on.
Because I'll do it.
I didn't...
Bud, you're going to get your ass kicked again. All right, now we... this is Margaret Gray with Devil Woman, the Marty Robbins version, not the Cliff Richard version, which I know you like better.
Yes, we're... Here we go. I told Mary about us, I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. Ooh. But I don't wanna be, and I don't wanna see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman, let me be. Devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone. I want to go. How am I doing?
Sounds... Hold on for a minute. What happened?
I got a frog in my... I'm a professional singer. I require warming up, Phil. God.
Well, that's dirty, though.
What's dirty? Oh, you are...
Bud, what are you talking about?
Just want to be warmed up.
Well, if I wanted to be warmed up that way, you two wouldn't even be in the same dimension.
Yeah, you'd want to be warmed up by an extra-dimensional creature, maybe.
Oh, I'm just laughing.
All right, do we need to start this again?
I think so, yes. I carved that anew. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but this is not the environment that I use.
Well, I'm so sorry, Ms. Gray, that we can't provide you with a personal accompanist...
Go ahead, Gloyd Boy.
Gloyd Boy!
Well, you're talking like you've got a mouthful of... clam chowder.
Yeah.
Here it is then, ladies and gentlemen. A wonderful song. This reminds us of what can happen to General Petraeus, and perhaps he's singing this song. Perhaps he's singing this song tonight to his beloved wife.
Oh!
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me. Mary, she took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore.
But I don't want to be, I don't want to see Mary cry.
Oh,
the devil woman. Devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone. Hey, I want to go home.
I'm going to give it a little bit of a cowboy thing. Go ahead.
Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I hurt her, Mary's still in love with this sick.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, come on, Phil.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't sing those words and point to your crotch, okay?
Oh, well, okay, Father Phil.
God, Mr. Henry, she's doing great, too.
Glad you busted up, Phil. It was great.
You see, Phil, I know what the fans want. All right, Father Henry?
I just thought we're on video.
Oh, to hell with it. This is a subscription service, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, then what? The fans want to see that. So I give them a little peekaboo. Big deal.
Margaret, you're lifting your skirt up.
That's exactly right. What I did in that last thing, ladies and gentlemen, because this is a subscription video cast, I lifted my dress up and gang, you know.
Yeah, you pointed at it.
And I went that Mary's in love with this, you know.
Sounds kind of lesbian.
So maybe it is. Maybe it is a lesbian ode. Maybe that's what I mean by this song. I don't know. I could be General Petraeus. I could be a woman. The fact is, Devil Woman led both of us to our ruin. Cause I don't want to stay. I want to get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, Devil Woman.
Devil woman, let me be.
A devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone. I want to go home.
Oh, God, there's more?
Yeah, there's a whole other verse.
Oh, this is dull. No, I don't want to do any more of it. It's just boring. Like the winds of the ocean.
All right, okay, so that's Mart. Sorry, Margaret.
Well, I didn't know I had to sing a 5-minute. This cowboy.
Marty Robbins was one of the best, you know, one of the best.
Marty Robbins was okay. You know, I loved El Paso.
Yeah, I like it too.
I don't mean the town. Crap for brains. I mean the song.
Well, okay. I like El Paso.
He likes the town, you like the song.
Well, I'll take the song. You can have the town.
We're on in El Paso.
Are you sure? The way you're losing stations.
Well, our...
Better call him up.
I think we're still on in El Paso. So anyway, that is Devil Woman, and that I guess that's the whole story here with General Petraeus, huh?
That is exactly the story. Now, I want to say one other thing, and I hope that Phil can find it in the next break. There, my favorite version of Devil Woman, without question, and thank you, Dan Northcraft, our technical director, and my accompanist on some of the songs that I do, because Dan plays, as you know, Phil, the mouth organ.
Yeah.
No. He means the she means the harmonica.
That's what I mean, Dan. I'm sorry. So Dan often stands on street corners with me, and I do a little skip dance, and he plays, you know, the mouse ran up the clock, that kind of thing.
What do you mean you stand on a street corner?
We make money that way. Do you got a problem with you got a problem with a brother dropping a tambourine on the sidewalk?
No.
So anyway, I love the song Devil Woman by Clint. Or Cliff Richard, that's it. Cliff Richard is a wonderful story. Cliff Richard was a British pop sensation before the Beatles came out.
Now, he predated the Beatles in popularity in England.
Yes, in England. And Cliff Richard, God bless him, Cliff Richard, he's so anonymous over here that I don't even know what his name is today, but he stuck with it. The Beatles, meanwhile, made it big, and the first wave of English acts came here to the United States. I'm sorry, Phil.
Now, what do you got to do that for?
I belched because I had... What did I have tonight?
Went down to the Waffen House.
What's the Waffen House?
The Waffle House.
I didn't go... There is no Waffle House in California.
Well, what about the Waffen House here?
The Waffen House here... I mean, the Waffle House here would be International House of Pancakes. Oh, yes, I did go there, yeah. You're right. And I'll tell you what happened, Phil. I had the buckwheat. God, I love the buckwheat pancake. I love the buckwheat flapjack, you know?
What's that?
A flapjack is a pancake made south of the Mason-Dixon line, is what I...
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
That's my... Anyway, Phil, the song Devil Woman, and I again apologize for belching.
It's all right.
No, it isn't all right because you made a big deal out of it.
All right, then it's... I accept your apology.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so Devil Woman.
Devil Woman by Clint Richard or Cliff Richard or Clint Ritchie, I don't know, was his first big American hit. Because while all these British bands were coming to the United States and making it big, guess who was still stuck in England singing to birthday parties of 14-year-olds? It was Cliff or Clint, Ritchie or Richard.
His name is Cliff Richard.
Not Richards.
I don't know that part.
Yeah, the British, man, their names are all jacked up.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
You don't know if there's an S on the end of it. Some of the time a man's name is, like, say your name is Richards, or in England, it's Richard.
Why?
I don't know.
That is true. It's just, it's a very fine point, but the British always seem to have the, just, it's kind of skewed a little bit. Like, they'll have a name like, I don't know. Stephen, and they spell it with a P-H, you know?
That's how you spell it.
Yeah, but my parents are from Canada, see, so...
What, you mean if you were American?
What if you were white?
If I was white, I'd... What do you mean if I was white? The British spelling is with a P-H, V is the American way, I guess. Hell, I don't know. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm not gonna sing anything with you...
I'm sorry, Margaret.
Scare the hell out of me.
I'll continue the story then. Clint Ritchie or Clint Richards or Cliff Ritchie or Cliff Richard or Cliff Richards never came to the United States and never was a big hit, while all the other bands came over here and all the other bands were a big hit. And what was wrong with poor Clint Richard? We don't know. And then he finally had a hit record with Devil Woman here in the United States in 1976. Right?
Yes, right, psycho man. God. My God, if you walked into a bank, I would dive under a table. If you walked into a bank, I don't care if my dress ran right up over my hips and over my head. I'd dive under a table and pray to whatever God came to mind that you didn't butcher all of us alive.
You're scaring everybody, Phil.
Well, this kind of bullcrap. Clint Richard, Clint Ritchie, Cliff Richard, Clint Rich. We'll be right back with the actual name of this guy and maybe a karaoke version of that song. I don't know if we can find it. Maybe, could be, possibly. Thank you.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You're very... I think there's something wrong with you.
Well, join the club.
Well, you're the one that did it.
Don't give me that whole boogie look thing. I'm the one that did it.
You gave me... Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. Margaret Gray now with another version of...
Well, if you don't want me to sing it, I've gotten so many requests for this.
When?
One. Over the last 5 minutes. I want the slide of God on Phil... Oh, there it is. Thank you. The slide of God. I've had nothing but bad luck, since the day I can't do it. I can't do it. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn the whole thing off. It's all gone to hell in a handcart.
Well, Margaret, I mean, I'm sorry.
I can't sing two songs on such short notice for you and your weird fans. No, thank you. I won't do it. And to the woman there on Facebook that said that I was going to break my hip, I will see you in hell. I'll see you at the gates of hell. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right.
Laugh if you want, Phil.
Where are you going? Let me guess.
You got it. The toilet.
There goes Margaret, the toilet. You need the plunger?
Hold on.
Leave it. Ow!
Don't use me as your setup.
That hurt.
No, it didn't. She didn't even hit you. She hit you with a paper.
No. I want everybody to know she hurt me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Margaret hit him with the paper, and every time she does, Bud goes, ow!
That's abuse.
Now when she swats your head with a paper, it ain't. All right, anyway, so thank you very much, you know, and maybe we'll close out with Clint, whatever the guy's name is, Ritchie. I'm sorry, sir, I don't mean to butcher up your name, wherever you are, Mr. Ritchie, and...
Probably dead.
Well, even if you're dead, sir, I, apologize. What else? What else? What else? The Phil Henry website is philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. So if you'd like to go online, get a backstage pass and join us over there. We have thousands of hours of archived audio. We have thousands and thousands of hours of full radio shows. We have character clips. We have our video archive. We have our nightly podcast. We have a daily podcast delivered to your iPod. We also have a nightly video cast on Phil TV, as we have been video casting tonight's show. As Margaret, you know, lifted her skirt and pointed at her, you know what?
I heard that, and you know something, Phil?
Well, you know, Margaret, if you weren't in the toilet, you could be here correcting me.
Do you want me to come walking in there with my pants?
I dare you come in here with your pants down.
You know what? You're going to shuffle in with your pants down.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Are you holding on?
What do you mean, am I holding on? Yes, I'm here. We're trying to do our show, okay? I mean, I don't know what you mean by hold on.
What are you going to do? Ow!
That's what I'm going to do. Now I've got to go back and finish.
Oh, God!
Don't blame me, Phil. Blame yourself and that rancid crew of yours. My God.
Yeah, okay, Margaret. Thank you very much for the heads up. Now, would you mind closing the door to the bathroom?
You want me to get up now and shuffle over to the door?
Yes, I would.
All right, then I've got to flush again.
No, you don't have to flush again. You can just get up.
Okay, is that fine?
Why did you walk all the way out of the bathroom into here?
To show people... Never mind. All right, I'm closing the door now. God.
Why are we not talking?
I don't know. The woman's got us so frightened, she's got us so weirded out, that we don't talk until she closes the bathroom door. There's a speaker in there, there's a monitor to the show. She can hear everything we're saying. In any event, so join us on Phil TV in HD. We have our, excuse me, video cast. Gosh, it's been almost 3 years since I gave up cigarettes, for those of you who, and by the way, I posted a picture of my ass on our homepage. Now, it's not my bare ass.
Yeah, you don't have no guts.
I'm not going to put a picture of myself nude up there, so forget it. And it ain't exactly the greatest shot of my ass, but what it is a picture of me since I lost all that weight. I'm at, literally, I squeezed into a pair of 34-inch waist jeans tonight. That's what I'm wearing tonight. And that is my ass in those 34-inch jeans. Now, like I said, it's just, you know, an ass. But...
That's your ass in a 34-inch jean?
Yes. That's me in the 34-inch waist jeans. And I pulled the shirt up there.
Why you tuck the shirt in?
Because it's not the kind of shirt you tuck in.
Boy, that man looks like some kind of...
That looks like a shirt you wear at a Mexican hat dance.
A shirt you'd wear at a Mexican hat dance. Is that right?
Well, it kind of does, yeah.
What do you mean it kind of does? It's a bowling shirt, man. Or what's one of those shirts that's supposed to hang out?
Then why does it look... It's got all... It blouses out.
It blouses out. Boy, Bud, aren't you the fashion plate, you know?
I don't think you ought to be a fashion plate. Anybody know that's a hat dance shirt.
Let me see it. I just got... Well, hold on. I got to go back.
Oh, great. Here we go again. I don't know what you mean by it blouses out, you guys.
Do you have any baby wipes?
Do I have what?
Do you have any baby wipes?
No, I don't have baby wipes.
Oh, God, I've got to go out to the car and get some. Hold on.
You know, Bud, get baby wipes for that bathroom.
Why?
Because we have a lady using it now, all right? So, you know, it's what ladies want. Anyway...
Right, I'm done. Is that... Yes, that's a hat dance shirt.
See, I said, that's what you wear on a hat dance.
What do you mean a hat dance? Are you talking about a Mexican hat dance?
Why are you so upset, Phil? Just because we're ethnically stereotyping a certain shirt, it isn't you.
Well, okay, fine. So it's a Mexican hat dance shirt, but you're not supposed to... Oh, God, they just showed Anthony Weiner up here on Twitter.
Are these the good pictures? No, that's just his chest. I don't like the chest shot because it's waxed.
Okay, anyway, the Mexican hat dance shirt, yeah, sure, that's what it is. But more to the point, it's a picture of my ass since I lost the weight, and okay? And,
Well, you know, Phil, it's a little insulting. Why don't you take a picture. Well, you might as well take a picture of your penis.
There you go, folks. Now, I want my friends in the comment section over on the website tonight. A couple of you guys asked me, hey, Phil, would you fill us in seriously on how you lost the weight? Well, one, and I will. I will do that, and I'll do it on Phil TV on Monday night. But I will say, I will echo something that was said. If Phil can do it, I can do it, somebody said. And you're absolutely right. If I can lose almost 80 pounds, anybody, to quote Sharon Stone when she won a Golden Globe, if I can do this, anybody can do anything, which I always love that quote. And it's true. If I can lose that weight, anybody can do anything. So I'll give you the lowdown on Monday night's Phil TV before the show, okay? I promise. The Phil Hendry Show has been produced by Dan Northcraft and, of course, Phil Hendry. And we're on Phil TV in HD each and every night here, so we'd like you guys to join us with a backstage pass. You can have it all, baby. You can have the video, you can have the audio, you can have the whole damn thing. Until Monday night, let that be a lesson to you. Lions football, Monday afternoon. Don't miss it.
Phil Hendry.